Life Under a Blanket of Death, by Whitney Defoe. There are two worlds that live inside me. One is full of colors so vivid everything is illuminated, shades of yellows and blues and reds that swirl in and out of each other, encapsulating everything in magic and wonder. It is so bright it's as if the sun lives in there with me, lighting up the whole world from right between my ribs. I've got dreams that reach all around the world and back again, and around again and again and again, like a satellite circling endlessly. Full of detail and rich with life, like soil that falls through your fingers and smells like chocolate. There are people who live there with me, and our love and connectedness streaks through the sky like shooting stars in broad daylight. There are no words or language in this world. It is pure connection. I have 100 lifetimes worth of jobs, careers, passions, hobbies, skill sets, and wisdom all engaged at once, creating everything I ever dreamed of. I'm an artist, a photographer, a filmmaker, a writer, an engineer, an advocate, a race car driver, a surfer, a farmer, a gardener, and more. All things within me fully expressed outward. It's life itself. It's the earth surrounded by stars. It's a giant blue whale breaking surface, and for a moment, flying. It's a herd of buffalo running over dry dirt, moving as one, thousands of hooves pounding the earth with dynamite force. It's an eagle soaring through endless skies, the sun sparkling through its delicate feathers. It's the darkness at the bottom of the ocean and the light in the summer clouds. And then there is another world inside of me. It's a negative, a void, a filter. It eats life, all of the color and magnificent shining light and sound and fury of the one world gets filtered, and little bits of gray dust come out the other side like a clogged vacuum cleaner sputtering to a stop. When the world of color and light shines, this second world coughs and flounders and lays down a blanket of death. No one ever sees the world of color that lives inside of me, because the black void doesn't let it out. I feel it, smell it, taste it. I exist there in every moment of my life. But the only thing anyone ever sees are the bits of dust of a broken-down machine, smothered by a flame-retardant blanket. A few wisps of smoke find their way through the dense fibers and climb woefully into the air. Maybe someone sees them, maybe not, but while those flames are extinguished, the fearsome raging fire lives on. Love, Whitney.